At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Well, we got rumors, we got reports, we have hopes and wishes and dreams and all of that other neat stuff that goes along with today. NFL schedule release day. We are here. We've made it. May 14th, the middle of May. I mean, it used to be when I mean, years ago, middle of April before the NFL draft. And then they changed it to kind of early May. Now it's middle May, right? So the NFL just knows how to kind of own it and build it all up. And we've been building it up. And you have. Some of you hate it. I get it. I totally get it. I don't. I love it. I just tweeted out from the Extra Point Show Twitter account. Okay, I just tweeted out from the Extra Point Show Twitter account and retweeted it from mine. You can see it. Choose your side when it comes to the NFL schedule. One is love all of it with a couple of like a smiley heart face emoji. One is a mad face emoji says just show me the baby. And that is actually winning by quite a bit right now. 63% to 37%. To be quite honest with you, I don't care because I'm going to talk about it today. With my buddy Matt Bove right away here on on the Extra Point Show. He is the co-host, though, of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. He's also, of course, the Channel 7 WKBW TV sports director. All right, buddy, we've made it. We're here. Happy Christmas, New Year, all rolled into one for those of us who are nerds on the schedule.
Oh, my gosh. It started right away. I woke up at 8 o'clock. I jump out of bed. I'm excited. I'm trying to piece it all together. I love this. I understand people hate it. I love it. It dictates so much of our life, which is a problem, honestly, but that's also the reality of it. So I love trying to piece it all together, have things figured out, and kind of, it's just like a big puzzle to me. I enjoy putting it together.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That's it for me. Yeah, a lot of people are like, well, what is the big deal? You're going to find out later anyway. That's right. I mean, you could just kind of shut yourself off all day and the information will not change, right? Once you get to 8 p.m. tonight, shortly after that, the information will not change. But hearing and seeing and putting it all together and figuring it out and why are they going to do this? Why are they going to do that? What's true? What's not? What's real? What's not? Is cool. And for those of us who do travel, now I'm on the team charter, obviously, but you kind of have to know and get on this, right? Like, how does it work for you as somebody who goes to the road games, travels commercially, has to do your job, covers the team? How does it work for you as today goes on?
Well, I'm just kind of piecing things together, and I don't have a spreadsheet. I'm old school. I have a pen and paper that I just write everything on as I'm sitting at home. And as I find things out, usually I'll try and check in with people who know a thing or two, and then I will book flights. I'll try and book flights today if I can just to get ahead of it because obviously then availability gets limited. Now, the airlines do usually throw a couple extra flights for weekends where the Bills are going to, let's say, Atlanta or Carolina or places like that just because there will be a lot of people who want to be on those trips, but I try and get ahead of it before the cost jumps up. And I also just like to know kind of when I'm going in and out so I can plan everything around that. So that's kind of what I'm doing. And then, of course, just keeping tabs of everything else that's going on around the league.
Yeah, and look, as much as people, you know you can get the information, it is something once you get it, you have to figure out what your fall looks like. This happens to me a lot where someone will say, hey, I'm sure it does to you too, Matt, but even people just listening, fans, right? Hey, can you do this on this weekend? Oh, wait a minute. I don't know the Bills schedule. I don't know if I'm going to be available that weekend. What are they doing? Are they Sunday at 1 o'clock? Are they Monday night? That could determine if you can go to some sort of event or I guess a wedding or something like that, right? I mean, it does actually impact that. So that's why it's important to all of us in a lot of ways, but we get it. We understand if you're not totally into today. So what do we have today, though? Let's have some fun with it, Matt. You and I both have been hearing some very interesting same type of reports, which are Bills at home week 3, Thursday night football against the Miami Dolphins. Does it surprise you, if that is indeed the case, that the Dolphins are not the team to end at Highmark Stadium in the regular season?
No, it doesn't surprise me. I think that it could make sense. I think there's a couple of reasons why the Dolphins might be a more attractive candidate to be in that window earlier in the season than later in the season, just with the injury history of Tua, right? You know that there's a better chance he's going to be available early in the season than later in the season, and if the NFL is going to put the Dolphins in that window, I'm sure they want to put that team in the window with their starting quarterback. It also, to me, says that, okay, the Bills are probably going to be on the road later in the year when it's a little bit colder in Miami. So I know a lot of Bills fans will probably be excited about that. I could see the Patriots being the last game. I could also see the Jets being the last game. Andy Young from Spectrum pointed it out, and I thought it was a nice anecdote. The first regular season game in the stadium was against the Jets. So maybe you end it with the Jets as well in the regular season.
Yeah, that's right. And we talked about that a little bit on Shopin' Bulldog yesterday. Old AFL rivals as well. They go back a long time, so you could tie that in. There's no doubt about it. We also aren't sure if the last regular season game will be week 17 or week 18, the schedule. Now, we hope that it's actually farther out down the road in the playoffs as the actual last game. But the NFL could go a couple ways here, Matt, and they could make it week 17. And if that is the case, it does open up other teams besides divisional opponents.
No, definitely, for sure. And I feel like that Saturday window, too, is something that we've talked about where they could fall on that Saturday after Christmas, and then maybe that was the last game inside the stadium. But I do think it'll be a division game. Like, I know that it doesn't have to be, but I feel like it will be a division game. I feel like Week 17 and Week 18 will probably be division games for the Bills.
Yeah, so the NFL has to have Week 18 as division games. They don't have to have Week 17. We've already learned Giants-Raiders Week 17. That's a cross-conference game, so you never know what could wind up happening there. And then, of course, there is the do you do it at night, do you not do it at night. All right, if you now Matt, by the way, as everybody probably knows, he hosts It's Always Game Day in Buffalo with me. And every year we do a podcast with Mike North, who is the VP of Broadcast Planning for the league. It's a great, great episode. I tweeted it out yesterday. It's an hour and a half long. You can listen to it. We're also going to be live tonight together reacting to the schedule. If you go to my YouTube page at Sal Sports, you'll subscribe there. When we go on, you can actually comment with us about your what you think about the schedule, or you can just watch on X. If you watched us a couple months ago at all, Matt and I both probably were in the same camp. Is this right? Where we both thought there's no way the Bills aren't on one of these games, which is Thanksgiving night, Black Friday, or Christmas night. But it appears they aren't on any of those games, Matt.
Well, no Black Friday, no Thanksgiving. Those games have already kind of even been confirmed by the league. The Christmas Day is still available, but I literally just got a text message that it looks like it's going to be Vikings-Lions on Christmas. We already know the night Christmas game is not the Bills. So that only leaves one more window for the Bills to potentially be on Christmas. So there is still a chance that they play on Christmas in the afternoon in either the 1 o'clock or the 4 o'clock game. But I think we might avoid all three of them. Honestly, I mean, that's the betting favorite right now. That's the way that it's kind of shaping out. So I'm really surprised by that, to be honest. I thought they would play on Christmas Day.
Yeah, me too. And look, that Saturday Peacock game, I don't think we're going to get a game announced. I think from the release I read, it said that will be chosen from a pool of games. So you know that deal they do on Saturdays, week 17,
the
week
NFL
16,
Network,
17.
Yeah,
and I think that's what's going to happen. But they're going to take one game and put it on Peacock. We won't know. But, Matt, I do think Sunday night after Christmas could very well be something where they could place the Bills for that final scheduled regular season game at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah, but at that point, I don't disagree with you. I could see that happening. But I feel like if you're going to end it with Sunday Night Football at Highmark Stadium, then just do it the next week, right? Like, what's the difference between it being week 17 and week 18? If you want to have the Bills in that window, have them in the last game of the regular season Totally. Like they did a couple of years ago when they went on the road to Miami and they flexed him into that primetime window. So I don't disagree with you, but I feel like Saturday would make more sense than Sunday if it's going to be in Orchard Park.
Yeah, and here's the other thing about the Week 17, Week 18 last home game, and this I think is a really good point. I think the NFL, I think the Bills even would say to the NFL, hey, if we're going to close out the regular season, we kind of want to do it with Josh Allen playing in the game. You know, anything can happen Week 18. He didn't play last year. He did. He started and played a snap. But wouldn't it make more sense to have that final game at Highmark on Week 17 because the league and the Bills would want to make sure the Bills are kind of more of a chance to actually be playing their starters?
Man, that's tricky. I understand the point, but it also feels a bit presumptuous that they would have the division just already locked. I know what happened last year. I know they clinched the division on December 1st, but I also know.
I don't know if it's presumptuous. I think you're just making it like just in case, right?
Yeah, I guess, but I also feel like you could make the your argument is stronger with that. But I also feel like you could make the counter argument that what a celebration knowing that you're going into the playoffs already, even if it is the backup quarterback and Josh mm-hmm. Allen only plays a snap. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I know that that would take some juice out of the game, but I also think that that could make it more about that, though, instead of the actual game itself, right? Like, if the Bills play in Week 17 and they don't have anything locked up or the division isn't locked up and they lose, that's a devastating way to play your final regular season game or potentially final game inside that stadium. If it's Week 18 and there's nothing on the line, then the story of the game is, oh my goodness, this is the final game in the stadium, and that can be the story, knowing that you shift your focus to the playoffs and whatever happens next after that.
Matt Bove here, WKBW-TV Channel 7 Sports Director, also co-host of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. We will have a live schedule drop reaction show tonight at 9 p.m. One of the coolest things the NFL has done throughout the league over the last several years is the teams and their own release videos, right? I mean, some of these get really creative. There's been some trash talking that's gone on, and you know, we've seen over the years, I think the Raiders had one like that, or Chargers, I think it was a couple of years ago, was kind of crazy. I think it was the Chargers, actually. Like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that in their video. We've had some fun ones, some really odd ones, but that's always cool to watch tonight.
No, I mean, this has become such a big kind of keystone event for the NFL. To their credit, they've stretched all of this out, right? Now the schedule release is a big deal that people care about, and these teams have really bought in, and it's almost a competition of who can kind of own the night with their social media posts. And, of course, so many people are talking. I mean, we're talking about them a couple years later, how great that anime Chargers video was from a few years ago. And then there was the Titans one where they were interviewing all of the fans on Broadway, and they showed them the logos, and they got all of the names wrong, and that was super funny. So, yeah, I mean, these teams are trying to make the most of something. Obviously, they don't put those together on just today. They do almost everything ahead of time, and then they just plop in the dates once they get their schedules, whether late last night or early today when they get the schedule. I think it just shows kind of how dominant the NFL has become, right? Like, I saw somebody post, and I don't exactly know who it was, but if you revealed the schedule tonight head-to-head, like, if there weren't any leaks and you just revealed the schedule on a TV show, it would do better ratings than any other sport in an actual game, right? Just the NFL announcing mm-hmm. the schedule yep. for the upcoming season would probably get more viewers than an NHL playoff game and an NBA playoff game. How crazy is that?
Matt Bova here on the West Her Hotline. All right, so there are some other reports and rumors we've both heard that the Bills could be playing a second Thursday night football game. That would be later in the season, maybe in November, it appears the way that everything's lining up, at the Houston Texans. This might be the – there's actually two I want to get to, that one and the Monday night football report with the Falcons. But
yeah.
Would you be surprised to see teams like that now after everything we talked about? We have had some discussion about what is an under-the-radar type of opponent. They didn't even play primetime against the Texans last year with Stephon Diggs, but it appears as though they could be on a second Thursday night game at Houston from everything that we're hearing right now.
Well, let's just use process of elimination, right? Like, so the Bills have a loaded schedule at home, but their road schedule is kind of unassuming. It's pretty boring. So there had to be a couple primetime games for the Bills out of those opponents that aren't maybe as sexy as the, you know, Eagles and the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Bengals or whatever. So you look at their road schedule and the games that I immediately thought were like, okay, sure, they could play any division game in primetime on the road, but if they're playing the Dolphins in primetime at home, they're not going to play them in primetime on the road. I don't think the Jets go into that window. So then that leaves the Patriots. And you go, okay, maybe that's a primetime game, but then let's look at the games that aren't in the division. And the three that I circled were the Falcons, the Texans, and the Steelers. So I don't think it's a surprise that those two of those three teams are the teams that we could see the Bills playing in the primetime window. Houston is easy. It's the quarterbacks. It's C.J. Stroud, Josh Allen. Like, that makes a lot of sense. Atlanta's a team that I think is up and coming. There are a ton of people from Buffalo who live in Atlanta or who have moved down to that area. I feel like that's probably going to be the most attractive road trip for Bills fans. It being on a Monday, I think, complicates things a little bit because now you're not just taking off Monday to travel. You're taking off Monday to go to the game and then Tuesday also to travel. But I think that Bills, assuming that's true, that will be a very well-attended game. I'm not surprised with those two opponents potentially in the primetime slate for the Bills.
Okay, what do we have for week one now, Matt? Let's kind of run through the possibilities here because I think that we're getting a real good process of elimination as we go forward here, right? I think we're kind of there right now. It's not going to be Miami. They're going to play them week three, apparently, so we know that. We haven't heard anything. Kansas City is spoken for.
Yeah.
I think Tampa and the Eagles are both spoken for. I think Tampa is. I think there was a thing with Liam Cohen, the Jags, I think they're playing maybe, right? Cleveland and Pittsburgh, I think. Cleveland's not. I think Pittsburgh is spoken for, I think. Who else? So I think we're getting down. No Kansas City, no Philadelphia, right? We're getting down to it here.
I mean, if it's at home, I'm assuming it's going to be the Bengals or the Ravens if it's at home. And there's been a lot of smoke about the Bengals game and what that could mean. I haven't heard it from a ton of people or certainly not.
Let me ask a question. Have you had the same thing happen to you today, which is I got a lot of people telling me that Bengals thing is not right. It's going to be later.
We spoke on the phone a little bit ago. I have not had anybody tell me since I was originally told that, hey, that could be something to be on the radar. Admittedly, that's what I'm rooting for. I want it to be Bills Bengals week one Sunday Night Football just because my sister gets married the day before and that would allow me to go to the wedding and then make it back in time to actually be able to work that game on Sunday night. I think it's going to be a home opener, but I also think we've all assumed that, and it doesn't have to be. Like, they could start on the road. I think we've all in our heads been like, okay, they're going to start the season week one at home, and we talk about these opponents. They don't have to. I mean, if week three is a home game against the Dolphins, they could start on the road, and then they could play week two at home and week three at home. It doesn't have to be. I mean, here's an even crazier outcome. What if their first two games are on the road? And then that Thursday night Dolphins game is their home opener.
Man, you just got me thinking. Like, open the last season of Highmark Stadium. We've all talked about who could be the opener. National TV Dolphins. Thursday night against your rival Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, like, what if they have, like, this is speculation. So if you're listening to this, please do not take this and, you know, text it to your friends and say, like, oh my God, this is happening. What if it's something as simple as week one on the road against the Patriots, Sunday 1 o'clock game, totally in the wheelhouse of possibility. Week two on the road against the Panthers or the Saints, Sunday 1 o'clock, whatever it is. And then week three is their home. It's not impossible. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's not impossible.
No, I hear you. All right. Well, we're opening up a lot of possibilities here.
You run into with that, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, is that
they have
more home games than road games. So there's a stronger possibility that the season starts at home than it starts in the road just because there are more options. And then when you take into account the leaks and reports that have been out there, we've already accounted for two road games with the Texans and the Dolphins being in the primetime window. So now there's a much bigger kind of bucket to pull from with games week one that would be at home than games that would be on the road. So I still think it's going to be at home, but my goodness, wouldn't it be something if their home opener this year was a Thursday night game against the Dolphins?
Yeah, good text here. A friend of mine, Mike, just texted me, and this is right. The last time the Bills opened back-to-back on the road was, remember when they went to New York in back-to-back weeks? Jets and Giants?
Yep, a couple years, 2019. They won both of those games, and their home opener was a Sunday 1 o'clock against the Bengals. Oh, yeah. They won that, too. So it's not crazy, but if that was going to happen, here's what I'll say. There's no way that they start week one on the road, week two on the road, and then end the season on the road. So if they're starting 1 and 2 on the road, that means week 18 is going to be in Buffalo.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's just way too many home games to fit into that window.
Yeah, you're right. The math wouldn't work out. You're not saying because of a rule. You're just saying because mathematically it just wouldn't work.
Because that would mean from week four to week 18 or week 17, excuse me, they would have 9 home games and that's too many. It would be 9 home games and 6 road games, or excuse me, 5 road games. Like that would be that just seems crazy to me.
All right, just a couple minutes left here with Matt. I know you got to run. All right, now that we are taking all this into account, everything we know or don't know, these 4 home games, Eagles, Bengals, Ravens, Chiefs, are we now thinking, I know the Bengals is still out there as the possible opener Sunday night, or at least one of them. Are we thinking all of these are 4:25 p.m. Sunday games now, maybe?
No,
because if you're doing primetime Monday night, Thursday night Dolphins, you're doing primetime Monday night Falcons, primetime Thursday night Texans, like there's not a lot of, I know they're still going to get 5 or 6 of these primetime games. So Eagles, Bengals, Ravens, Chiefs, you still think one or more of them are primetime?
I'll go in order of the games that I could see as primetime down to the least. I would say I think the Bengals is the most likely to be a primetime game. The Ravens is the second most likely. The Eagles is the third most likely. And the Chiefs is the fourth most likely. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, that doesn't make sense because the Chiefs and the Eagles are the two bigger draws, that is exactly my point, because I think that those networks will do everything that they can to make sure that game is on their air. We always talk to Mike North, the guy who makes the schedule, about the networks and what they get. Like, CBS has to go into their schedule meetings with the NFL and say, we don't really care, but we need Chiefs-Bills Sunday 4:25, because every single time we do that, we legitimately set an NFL viewing record. You can't take that away from us, and that is still the most viewed window in the NFL. So I could see that happening, and I could also see, of course, the Bills game against the Eagles being a standalone Fox, Tom Brady game. He comes to town, probably kind of similar to what we saw with the Cowboys a couple of years ago in that 4 o'clock window later in the season. So that's the way I see it play out in my head. I think Bengals will be a night game because I do think Allen and Burrow just kind of screams to me like either Sunday night or Monday night football. And then I think the Ravens could be too. They could do anything with the Ravens, but I do still think that that's going to be a primetime game.
All right, and then I just want to get you out on this whole thing with Lou Lamoriello at the airport and now this report from Darren Dreger. Did you see this morning from Darren Dreger?
Incredible. It's incredible.
So Darren Dreger, just so everybody knows, Darren Dreger reported that, I don't know if everybody saw it. There was a photo that was floating around of Lou Lamoriello at the Buffalo airport. Nobody knew if it was real, not real, if it was from today or yesterday or from last week or 3 years ago. Who knows? He wrote, Darren Dreger, I'm sure the Sabres would be interested in adding Lou Lamoriello to their brain trust, but nothing is imminent. Lou was spotted at the airport in Buffalo, apparently there to renew his nexus. What do you make of that?
Let's make it. I'm so confused. Why do you need to? You don't need to go to the airport to renew your nexus, right?
Can't you? No, but you would have to fly to Buffalo to go to Niagara Falls to do it.
I guess, right?
That's okay. Really I will tell you, we are in the process of getting Nexus for the first time, not renewing it. So actually, I can speak to on this behalf. We're literally in this process right now. Yeah, we have to go to the border to do it, but that's for a first time. I don't know about renewing, and we do have to travel over there. Yes,
it feels excessive to me that somebody would have to fly into a place to go meet at the border. Now, I'm sure this dates back to his time when he was with Toronto, the Maple Leafs, right? That he set up the Nexus and everything. So he needed to kind of get back to a border city. So, I mean, maybe it would be the most Sabres thing in the world that Lou Lamoriello would be spotted at the airport and he was only here to do that. I never loved the idea anyway. Like, I understand what they need to do is they need to go out and find another person in leadership for the Sabres to try and figure out what the heck is going on over there. I didn't love the Lou Lamoriello thing, though. Like, I understand and I appreciate experience, but I never loved the fit. So to me, this is almost good news if you're a Sabres fan more than bad news.
Yeah, so Dreger writes the first sentence. Let me get your take on the first sentence here. He wrote, I'm sure the Sabres would be interested in adding Lou Lamoriello. Are you sure the Sabres would be interested in that, Matt Bove?
I think that they would because it feels like that's exactly what they're looking for. But I think it might be – I think they might be dodging a bullet if they don't end up getting him or if they're interested in him and he's not interested in them back. I respect what Lou Lamoriello has done. I feel like he's done a lot for a lot of teams the last couple of years. I liked what he did with his early years in the Islanders. Obviously, there's been success in other stops along the way too. I just like – I want some – I want – I want somebody who's forward thinking and understands the way the game is going and isn't maybe so set in their ways. And it feels like that's what the Sabres are looking. The Sabres are looking for someone like Lou Lamoriello, right? Like Kevin Adams still doesn't have a ton of experience. He hasn't had a lot of success in the league. I think that they want to pair him with somebody who has kind of been there, done that. But I don't necessarily know if it has to be as extreme as Lou Lamoriello is. Like Lou Lamoriello is about, you know, as old school as you can possibly get. Like, dial it back just a little bit. I feel like that's what the Sabres should be looking for. Like, Rick Dudley. Rick Dudley is who they should be.
Yeah, I know. You're on the Rick Dudley thing. And I respect Rick a lot. And, you know, I remember watching him when I was a real little kid, you know, him playing in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And obviously, he's gone on to an executive career and he's bounced around the league and he still lives locally. You know, he goes to the games. You've seen him in the press box. We've seen him in the press box.
You see him all the time. He lives here. He's always around.
No doubt. I mean, Scotty Bowman also lives here around, but I think he's 92 now, to be quite honest. I don't really know for sure. I don't think that's something he'd be interested in.
Bowman is 92?
I think so. Let me check on that. Scotty Bowman is in his 90s, I believe, now. Isn't that amazing?
Really?
Yeah, he is currently 90. He is 91. He is 91.
God bless him. Yeah. I did not know that. Wow, that's impressive. Good for him.
No doubt. All right. So I am thinking about replaying some of our Mike North interview during the 11 o'clock hour. I think that'd be a good teaser for everybody today. So I think maybe we'll do something like that. And then you and I are going to be tonight live, buddy. We're going to be doing an Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, not recorded. We're going to be doing it live.
Yeah. And we'll do it live at 9 o'clock. And then, of course, if you're not awake or if you're doing something else, you can watch it, listen to it the next morning, whatever. But if you're a schedule person like we are, hopefully you'll enjoy it. I know we love talking about the schedule. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I also know how many people have texted me this morning. It's the exact same thing, I'm sure, for you, Sal. So many different friends in the industry, out of the industry, people who are Bills fans, people who want to try and figure out their plans for the fall. Hey, you hearing anything on the Falcons? Hey, you hearing anything on Carolina? Hey, I would love to go to a college football game in Atlanta. Hey, I would love to go play golf in Carolina. Any idea when the Bills are in Miami? So many people plan their falls around the Bills schedule. So I know why there's so many people who are excited and interested in it. And that's why it's so much fun to talk about.
Matt Bove, WKBW TV Channel 7. They'll have a lot more coverage, of course, on the TV side as well. Matt will join me tonight. We'll be on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo at 9 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your day, buddy. It's a fun one.
Thank you, Sal. Good luck with today. I'll talk to you later.
All right, you got it. Matt Bove right there on the Wester Hotline. All right. We are going to get next to Kelsey Conway. She covers the Cincinnati Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer. She is up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
A little bit transpired between me and Zach. We've tried to keep it as least amount personal as possible, but at some point in this process, it becomes personal. You know, being sent 30 days before mandatory camp or however many days it is, that if I don't show up, I will be fined, alludes to the fact that something won't get done in that time frame. With the lack of communication post-draft, made it evidently clear for my party that I had to inform that this might not work out. And that's unfortunate.
By now, you may have heard a lot more from Trey Hendrickson. It was all over the place yesterday and, you know, really kind of went viral, some of the things that he was talking about and said, his situation with the Cincinnati Bengals. And right there on the scene, reporting on it and now talking with us about it here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, is Kelsey Conway, beat reporter for the Cincinnati Bengals for the Cincinnati Enquirer. And Kelsey joins us on scheduled release day. We'll get to that as well. But Kelsey, thanks for doing this today. Really appreciate you coming on board here this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. You got it. Let's go back to Trey Hendrickson talking to the media. What did you learn? Anything new? Anything surprise you through that, I think, close to half-hour session with him?
I would say the most surprising part of it was just Trey Hendrickson's frustration with Zach Taylor. And it's not often that a player speaks out against his head coach in the way that he did. So I think that first and foremost was what stood out to me, because Zach Taylor is known for being a very player-friendly coach and someone that has always had Trey's back when asked about contract things and how the whole process has played out with Trey Hendrickson. So for Trey to kind of air out his dirty laundry of, you know, his conversation with his coach was certainly noteworthy. And then as far as other big takeaways from what Trey was saying, is he used the word disappointed a number of times, and that seems to be the theme of why he made the decision to come and talk to us. So Trey hasn't been around the Bengals all off season, and obviously nobody was expecting him to be given his current contract situation. So for him to have planned out to make an appearance, to be seen not practicing, he knew what he's doing. He wanted us to all shoot those pictures and the videos of him being on the field, and for him to then, as someone who doesn't really talk to the media much during the season, orchestrate an impromptu press conference in which he talked about his disappointment and the lack of communication from him in the front office, and he's not going to apologize for the defensive end market resetting. I think the other main noteworthy topic was that he said he wouldn't play this upcoming season on his current deal. So now the decision's going to have to be either he takes what the Bengals have given him at this point, which doesn't seem likely, or the Bengals come up with a better offer, ideally before training camp. But I think my main takeaway from all of it is I don't see how this situation gets solved anytime soon.
Do we know any numbers that they've offered or what he's asking for? Here in Buffalo, we're going through the James Cook situation, and he's kind of been public about like $15 million. Like, that's kind of a number we know. Do we know anything about Trey or what the Bengals think about Trey and any numbers there?
Well, they've tried to keep the numbers out of this. At some point, I think they'll come out. But what we do know is that the numbers haven't met Max Crosby's contract, and we know what Max Crosby's contract is, because Trey said yesterday, you know, I believe like I'm in that category with the Max Crosby's of the world. He's not asking for Myles Garrett's money. I can tell you that much. But I think you're looking at a range for Trey that is anywhere. I mean, Danielle Hunter's contract and Max Crosby's are the ones that I think when you're looking at what is a comp that he and his camp believe he deserves. And to this point, if he had been offered Max Crosby type money, Trey Hendrickson wouldn't have been holding a press conference with us yesterday. Right. So I think you can read between the lines here and know that the Bengals' offer to that point hasn't reached Max Crosby's or Danielle Hunter's. And that's where I'm curious to see where the situation goes, because the other thing Trey said is it's about long-term security for him. He said to this point, all the offers from the Bengals have been on a more short-term basis. And he's going to be 31 in December, and I don't necessarily blame the Bengals for wanting to put themselves in a situation where they're protecting themselves of an aging player and not having money tied up down the road in future years. But at the same point, then there's got to be give and take, right? Like, then you're probably going to have to come up on the AAV, or you're going to have to come up on the guaranteed money if you're going to take a shorter deal. So I think that's why these two sides, they still got a lot to figure out, and there's got to be give and take on both sides. And right now they're not even communicating, which is, I think, what is frustrating him the most.
And by the way, so if everybody's wondering, Crosby signed a 3-year, $106.5 million extension back in March. So that's the kind of numbers that, you know, Kelsey's talking about here. Kelsey Conway here on the West Her Hotline. This is a tough one for me when it comes to the Bengals, because they've always been the poster child for a lot of people to say they don't pay players. But they did go out and pay Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, right? But they are and Joe Burrow. There's only so much money to go around here, though. Do you get the sense it's one of those things where, well, they don't pony up? Or is it really just, hey, we can't pay everybody, right? That's just how this business works, and we already have a bunch of stars we're paying.
The Bengals have the money right now. They're in really good cap space shape, and they have the money. I think it's a matter of Trey was always going to be the last in the pecking order of, we call him in Cincinnati, the big three. So right. When the offseason started, it was all about the big three. What's going to happen with them? Jamar was always priority number one. I didn't at the combine, and I didn't an interview with his agent after the two receivers signed their contract. Even T. Higgins' agent didn't think at the combine the Bengals were going to sign T. Higgins to a long-term deal. Things changed pretty quickly, and then they decided, well, if it makes the most sense for us to lock up these two, given the agent, it helped Jamar's deal get done, having that relationship with his agent. It helped the negotiations with T. Higgins, and they decided, okay, we're going to pay those two. It has never felt to me that Trey Hendrickson has been of the same level of importance to them in terms of making sure a deal got done immediately on this entire time. That's where I think he's the most hurt, because he doesn't feel valued by them. And that's why he said he was upset with Zach Taylor's text, is because he said, I'm receiving a text 30 days away from when minicamp would start. And the text read that basically there's not going to be a deal done before then. So either show up or we're going to fine you. And that's where his frustration lies, is that he doesn't feel like the team necessarily is doing everything they can to make sure Trey feels wanted and respected, and that they really value him. Meanwhile, the Bengals will go on, you know, in press conferences and say they value him. But then Katie Blackburn at owners meeting said, you know, we think Trey should like the deal that we gave him already. So it's just never felt like it's of the same level of emphasis for the Bengals front office to get the deal done with Trey as it was with Jamar and T. Higgins.
And he really kind of made it known he wants to be in Cincy, right? This isn't a case where a player is angling to get out. It feels like he's upset and disappointed because he wants to stay in Cincinnati.
Right. And that's not something that you necessarily hear all the time. He wants to stay in Cincinnati. His family really likes it here. Trey is not really a flashy guy. He doesn't do a lot outside of play football. And so that's why he's hurt, because he's saying, I want to stay here. But, you know, to bring up the Bengals side of this, like, he signed that 1-year extension back in 2023, and they have every right to say, you are under contract. We do not have to, you know, we gave you an offer that we felt is fair and is in line with what we think of you, and either you can take it or leave it. And that's what he's going to have to decide. But yesterday he told us there's no way he's just going to take not take their offer and just play this season out on his current deal and get out of Cincinnati. It's all about long-term security for him. So that's where I'm fascinated to see where this goes. Does he get so frustrated during training camp that he's not there and not playing and he just says, you know what, I'm just going to take their deal so that way I can at least have a couple years of security? Or if he's going to get so fed up with them that this bleeds into, are we talking about week one? Is Trey Hendrickson willing to sit out a game?
Kelsey Conway joining me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on the Wester Hotline. All right, Kelsey, so he's part of a defense that they moved on from the defensive coordinator. They have to kind of really fix that side of the ball. We know how dynamic they can be on offense, the Cincinnati Bengals. What have they done on defense? How important is it to have Trey Hendrickson on the field given what happened last year, what transpired, and where they are right now on the roster?
That's the thing. They obviously, as you mentioned, moved on from Lou Anarumo. They hired Al Golden, who I think is going to make a lot of important changes, specifically in the linebacker room. Everything I've heard is that he's kind of brought a new level of urgency to that group, and they need better linebacker play. But the Bengals are in an interesting situation because they need Trey Hendrickson to win games the first week of the season. Because as you know, the Bengals, what's crippled them the last couple of years is their awful starts in September. They continuously put themselves in these 1-3 holes and it kills them. They need Trey Hendrickson to win games in September, and they need him to be at his best because the pass rush, in my opinion, for the Bengals is still probably the most suspect part of that defense. I thought they were going to add a more pass-rushing defensive tackle, either in free agency or the draft. They didn't. They obviously drafted Shamar Stewart in the first round, and they're hoping that he can, you know, give them a presence on the edge. But he's also not practicing right now. So there's a lot going on right now that's not necessarily great for the Cincinnati defensive front, if you're asking me. This is the unit that needs to take the biggest step. They've got some work to do with figuring all of that out. And I know it's May, and all of this isn't necessarily the most important thing, but it is noteworthy. And so I think that it would be in the Bengals' best interest to get both these contract situations figured out with Trey and Shamar so that they can start fixing that defensive line. They drafted two linebackers, which is telling of what they thought about their linebacker play last year, to draft two out of four rounds to go at the same position. So I think that they're hoping that the middle of the defense takes a step and that'll help the pass rush. But honestly, some of the bigger questions are the secondary, and you don't even talk about it with the Bengals much because there's other areas that are worse. But they, you know, Cam Taylor Britt and Dax Hill are two players that come in with a lot of question marks. Dax Hill's coming off of an ACL injury, and Cam Taylor Britt was supposed to be their number one shutdown corner, and he got benched multiple times last year. So there's a lot of questions and not enough answers right now, but that's okay because it's May. But the Bengals defense from an overlooking view is still got a lot of pieces that they got to put together before we can really decide what we think that unit could look like under Al Golden.
You mentioned their poor starts. They lost to the Patriots at home last year to start the season. We've heard a lot of rumors about Bengals at Bills to open the season Sunday Night Football, but I'm hearing now that's probably not the case. I love the schedule. We love it here in Buffalo. We're trying to put the schedule together. But I would anticipate the Bengals will be featured a lot on prime time because they have all of that star talent. And you're probably putting that together as well today in Cincinnati, thinking about where they're playing, who they're playing, and maybe even coming to Buffalo for a night game this year. Who knows?
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that Joe Burrow versus Josh Allen won't either be a primetime game or be like the 4:25 CBS game. You know what I mean? Like that's a game that those schedule makers love, that quarterback matchup. Selfishly, I'm hoping it happens earlier in the season so I'm not stuck in the snow in Buffalo.
We get that a lot. It's okay. We get that a lot.
It'll be a good one. And you know that for what it's worth, the Bengals have had the Bills number when it comes to, there's a lot of teams that aren't necessarily a great matchup for the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals struggled against the Cleveland Browns for years, and the Ravens have kind of presented problems, and obviously the Chiefs, but the Bengals, they've matched up well against Buffalo, but it's been, yep. You know, they didn't play each other last year. So Buffalo's taken some steps to improve since the last time in that snow game, that playoff game between the Bengals and the Bills. So I'm looking forward to that matchup because I know that Buffalo probably felt like, man, this Joe Burrow guy like has our number. And now I'm wondering if the Bills have caught up to the Bengals because it's been the Bengals that have been sitting at home in the month of January, not the Bills the last 2 years. So I'm fascinated by that Bengals-Bills matchup.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt we all are. And by the way, the last season here at Highmark Stadium, who knows where the Bengals fall on the schedule. They are building a new stadium across the street. Before I let you go, what is the update on the Bengals lease? I know that's a big topic in Cincinnati right now. I know that lease is expiring. There's some negotiations. What are they looking for? What's happening there?
June 30th is the date to circle. We'll have a lot of answers by June 30th. So the current lease would be, if the Bengals are planning to pick up the option for a two-year extension, it would have to be filed by June 30th. And so if they don't pick up an extension, it's an indication that either they have a long-term deal done that they feel really good about, or that's when things are going to start getting really interesting, is if they opt not to take the two-year option. In their current lease, they have the ability to take multiple two-year options to stay at their current location. But I know the goal is a long-term deal so that they don't have to take those two-year extensions. But they still got a lot of work to do, and right now they're not there yet. I don't necessarily think that they're close. I know that they're a lot of the state money is a big part of the conversation right now, and that's why we're paying attention to what's going on with the Cleveland Browns up there. But June 30th is the date that's going to give us a lot of answers, because if they end up taking the option, that means they'll have more time to work it out, and that would lead me to believe that they think they're going to be able to get a long-term deal done. But if they don't take the option and there's not a long-term deal in place, that's when things could start getting interesting in terms of talk in Cincinnati. So that's the stadium lease update there.
Kelsey, thank you again. Enjoy today. We'll find out when the Bengals come to Buffalo to take on the...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bills in the final year of Highmark Stadium. Great job over there for the Cincinnati Inquirer. If people want to follow Kelsey on Twitter, you can, at Kelsey L. Conway. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the day today, and we'll catch up again later.
Thanks so much. You too.
Okay, that is Kelsey Conway. Follow her on Twitter, at Kelsey L. Conway. She does a great job covering the Bengals at the Cincinnati Inquirer for them, I should say. Interesting stuff with their stadium situation. June 30th. All right. Well, if they don't take that option, then things are starting to get interesting in Cincinnati, a place where there's always some sort of money talk going on with the Bengals. And now it's with Trey Hendrickson. Good talk there. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. I'll take a phone call or two on the schedule if you'd like, but then we're going to get to 11 o'clock. And I'm thinking about maybe playing some of the Mike North conversation from a while back, and it's always game day in Buffalo, to kind of learn a little bit more about the schedule release. We'll do that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you'll receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for more details. All right, we are up against a break. I'm sorry, John. I know you've been holding. Just hold with me, buddy. I want to get to you. Love talking with you. I'll do that when we come back here. I'll get to you first right away when we come back at the 11 o'clock hour. We'll do that. Hoping to play a little bit from the Mike North podcast from a while ago, but not certain yet. But stay with us. We're going to talk a lot more about the schedule, more reports and rumors coming in about the 2025 Buffalo Bills schedule. We'll get to all that coming up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.